Up next, a special Memorial Day program produced locally, presented by the Bellingham American Legion, Post 441. Speakers today, Stan Olson, Tom Rademacher. There will be special music at the end by the Cordaires. Now our program for Memorial Day.
Hi, everybody. Stan Olson here from Madison. We're doing a Memorial Day program on the radio this year because of the situation. I'll just give you a couple statistics about the Bellingham American Legion, Post 441. I've been adjutant finance officer, which if you people, lay people, don't know what that means. Adjutant is like secretary, and finance officer is a treasurer. So I'd be secretary treasurer, and I've been doing that since 1981. And I look back in my records when I started as an adjutant finance officer in 1981, we had 122 members. And our all-time high is 123. And now our membership is only 50. And that's just a sign of the times. There aren't as many people around, and it's hard to get younger people to join that organization. A couple other interesting things. As far as Legion members in our post, Willard Rocco, who lives in Odessa, has been a Legion member a total of 66 years. He joined the Bellingham Legion some years ago when the Odessa post closed. And Wally Norby from Bellingham, a lot of you people know him. He's been a Legion member for 63 years. So I guess that's all the information that I have for now.
Okay, thank you, Stan. My name is Tom Rademacher. I'm the current commander of our post. In fact, I've been a commander for three different times. And like Stan mentioned in his opening statement that our numbers are down, and currently, he said right around 50 is our membership. Active members, we probably got about 10. That's about it. A lot of them do not even live in the general area, but we keep going. Our post home, obviously, is with our club there in Bellingham, and we're open for business when COVID is done with, then we can resume our activity as far as a bar status is concerned. But we're two different entities. The post has its function as far as working with donating things to worthy causes and such, and then a club, of course, just keeps up the building and entertainment. And we do put on meals here and there. Our post does. We have fish fries and primarily that's it throughout the winter, but we like to donate to various other organizations or needy people in the community and in the VA hospitals itself. So, but anyway, that's kind of a general thing about our post. Memorial Day is always a big thing. We usually draw a very, very good crowd in Bellingham. We have a new community center there, and we, as a rule, fill it pretty well. And this year, obviously, there isn't, I don't believe, a post or a community in our county that is going to be having a program. So that's why we want to share our roster of deceased veterans over the air with you today. Just to cover a little bit who we put on our roster, it's obviously former members that have passed. It isn't just always members, but people that were from the community at one time or another. Some are buried, obviously, even out of state or in Fort Snelling. We double up with our local posts in the cemetery on the cemetery factor. We have veterans that Legion members that were are buried here in Madison. We have some over in Nassau. We have Fort Snelling, like I said. Various cemeteries throughout the county that we have veterans that have passed away that we honor, so they necessarily weren't members of our Legion, or they weren't even members of a Legion. They could be VFW, they could be peacetime, they were National Guardsmen, whatever, any branch of service that are cemeteries that are covered in our general area is what we how we list our names. So with that, Maynard, that's kind of a run here on what our post is about, and so on and so forth. So, Stan, you want to start us off here with our program? Stan will give a reading, And then I will name every one of our deceased veterans that we honor.
It's titled, We Will Remember. We gratefully honor the memory of those who gave their lives for the cause of freedom. Let us keep the memory of their devotion by pledging our faith and hearts in the preservation of this great heritage. The ones that we've lost still go with us in spirit. We will remember them. In the faces of family, their presence still lingers. We will remember them. In the dreams they once nurtured, they still shape our future. We will remember them. In the hearts that embrace them, they live on forever. We will remember them. At daybreak and nightfall, as long as there's memory, we will remember them. For their dedication, heroism, courage, and service, we will remember them.
Thank you, Stan. Here's our deceased veteran roster that we will read this year. Emil Abramowski, Jermaine Ottleman, Wilfred Ottleman, Peter Aguilar, Lowell Anderson, Darwin Andreessen, Robert Benson, Edward Bethke, Dwayne Block, Gustav Block, Kenneth Block, Kenneth Banke, Delbert Bowman, Lauren Bowman, Morris Bombeck, Carl Bradley, Alan Bramer, Harold Bramer, Paul Bramer, Ralph Bramer, Willard Buchholz, James Campbell, Kenneth Carpenter, Ray Carpenter, Bradley Kritz, James Crowett, Lonnie DeBolt, Merle DeBolt, Jesse Durham, Warren Dibovic, Dwayne Evenson, August Foyser, Carl Fisher, John Flam, Dale Gagnon, Alfred Glagey, Arthur Glagey, Eugene Gaich, Herbert Gaich, Leonard Gaich, William Grittmacher, William Gruby, Wallace Hall, Willard Hall, Charles E. Hansen, Gordon Hansen, Keith Hansen, Gerald Hoagie, Irvin Henrich, George Heinrich, Glenn Hippler, Frank Hildebrandt, Albert Huffman, Bruno Huffman, Arnold Holen, Wallace Horman, Wesley Horman, Robert Heistad, Richard Jan, Chester Jensen, Spencer Jensen, Richard Johnson, Alvin Jorgensen, Albert Cantock, Charlie Carls, Edward H. Carls, Emmanuel Carls, Gerard Carls, Norbert Carls, Philip Carls, Raymond E. Carls, Valentine Carls, Michael Kirkhart, Eugene Kesting, Lyle Kesting, Milton Keenholtz, Orville Keenholtz, Robert Kiltz, Marcellus Kirchberg, Harvey Cook, Alfred Kakeritz, Clarence Kakeritz, Donald Kakeritz, Ivan Kakeritz, John Keentop, Gordon Coles, Hugo Krako, Scott Krogsrud, George Coombe, Fred Kundi, Melvin Kundi, Robert Kundi, Gerhard Lobbs, Herbert Lobbs, Marvin Larson, Norman Larson, Roger Larson, Ronald Larson, Nylon Larson, Walter Larson, James Lund, Walter Motts, Wilfred Mottis, John Meyer Jr., Arthur Meyer, Victor Mays, George Minzel, George Middlestad, Orgene Moen, Palmer Mork, Osborne Morkin, Fritz Mueller, Dan Naraki, Lauren Nelson, Orville Nelson, Percy Nelson, Jens Ness, August Ninneman, Walter Nenneman, Leonard Ohm, Elvin Olson, Vernon Olson, Vernon Pearson, Archibald Peterson, David Polotsky, Laverne Polotsky, Harvey Plotty, William Preem, Benedict Rademacher, Gregory Rademacher, Henry Rademacher, Michael Rademacher, Myron Rademacher, James Rademacher, Donald Rocco, Eldon Rocco, Herman Rocco, Leroy Rocco, Vernon Redepenning, Norbert Riefenberger, Merlin Reinke, L. C. Reynolds, Ruth Hall Ritter, Daryl Rail, Henry Rail, Leslie Rail, Lowell Rail, Bryce Ruggenbuck, Gust Ruggenbuck, Donald Roylan, Herbert Sage, Daniel Salisbury, Arthur Satter, Donald Shakey, Earl Shakey, Lyle Shakey, Harlan Shakey, Orville Shakey, Russell Schluter, Arnold Zinkpile, Arthur Skordahl, Carl Skordahl, Curtis Sorensen, Levi Sorensen, Wallace Sorensen, Andrew Soderberg, Edward Soderberg, Reverend Roman Spores, Albert Steffen, Gustav Steffen, Henry Steffen, Richard W. Steffen, Dwayne Stuckrath, Wendlin Stoltman, Willard Stry, Eldon Strike, William Strike, Ivan Strumswald, Burton Sumner, Robert Taylor, Delmer Thole, Earl Thompson, Donald Thompson, Lawrence Thompson, Naker Trigestad, Delmont Tahulke, Esther Ulrich, Morris Unson, Ted C. Unson, Ted N. Unson, Orville Bud Vane, Ferdinand Voigt, Alfred Volkenut, Clarence Weber, Wade Weber, Carl Wellnitz, George Wellnitz, Mickey Wellnitz, Gerhard Whitnable, Lester Whitnable, Leonard Whitnable, Alfred Zahn, George Zahn. In the past year in our area, we lost 5, either members or former area residents. The 5 that we are honoring new this year are Jay Orvick, Paul Kirchberg, Larry Mark, Wesley Stry, and Stephen Unson.
Those caissons go rolling along.
music from the Cordaires with the Serviceman Salute. And that concludes our presentation for Memorial Day, brought to you by Kentuck Mahdi's Post 441 of the Bellingham American Legion. They wish you all a very pleasant Memorial Day and remind you to take time out to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for their country.